had this experience before and you come back for another time?
It's nice to come back and, you know everybody, you know, all the names, and, you know, you're meeting new people as well. But to know, you know, what's going on and what kind of drills we're running and stuff, it's always nice. And, you know, I feel more comfortable this year.
We hear a lot of guys talking about learning what it takes to be a professional. You've had an introduction to this. You've had a season after that. How have you changed? What has adjusted for you in developing your game?
I think, you know, you always mature year after year, so I think I've matured a little bit. You know, I'm kind of, you know, coming into my body now. You know, I'm gaining some weight, and, you know, that's a big thing for me. But the main thing is just gaining experience, you know, going far in playoffs and stuff like that, and, you know, doing those types of things.
So when you talk about maturity, do you notice differences in your day-to-day approach to, you know, how you train or how you play? What have you seen?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when you're training in the summertime, and even when you're training during the year, you know, you notice your change when you want to be more explosive in the gym, and you want to, be bigger, be better. But I think the most important thing is just stay steady. You know, don't go high, don't go low, and just kind of work hard, and you know, let everything else fall into place.
Have you noticed when the younger kids come into Portland, you look at them and kind of go, boy, I remember that time or that stage in my career?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's always nice to help out the young guys, and then you know what they're going through, because I went through it about 3 years ago. So it's pretty cool that, you know, how time flies. I'm already 19, so it's kind of, you know, junior career is sort of flying by here. So I'm kind of lucky to have gone as far as we went those 3 years.
Do you have any targets, any goals for this season in terms of finishing your junior career the right way?
I think just take it day by day, see what's going to go on, and hopefully, have another good year. Of course, that's the main thing. But we have our new coach now, and it'd be exciting to get that started. But also, looking forward to having a good main camp here and, making a good impression.
What's the value of the success you've had as a junior? What does that do for a player to year in and year out have that expectation and be able to succeed the way you have in Portland?
Expectations are high for sure. But I think it just comes with, accepting it. It's been having it for about, 2.5 years now, and you just kind of got to, keep in control. The guys on the team help a lot with that, but just kind of accepting that the expectations are there, and you gotta achieve them year after year.
Does it help you? Does it help you to push to not be satisfied?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's always I'm very hard on myself, and just kind of keep pushing, and whether it's you're winning a game or losing a game, you never want to give up, and it's always been my mindset.
Played so much hockey the past couple of years. So what's the summer like for you now? And how important is it to get some rest?
Yeah, that's the most important thing. I was talking to Mike Johnson a few weeks ago, actually, and he was stressing on, just relaxing and taking some time off. But, I've been in the gym for a while now, and, short summers, I've been getting used to them, and it was nice to spend some time with family and friends for sure. So I think that's the main thing, just relaxing and getting some rest.
You talk about trying to get bigger. At the same time, you are what you are. You've had success being the way you are. So do you watch NHL games and sort of see how you can fit doing what you do well?
Yeah, for sure. I watch them all the time, actually, with my roommate. But, watching a guy from my hometown or close, Brendan Gallagher, he's the same size or whatever. But how he fits in that type of role. Not exactly the same as I would, but similarities are a little bit with size, but definitely see myself just kind of fitting in somewhere, and that's my main goal going into main camp, just trying to fit in and fit in with the pace.
Sometimes it's a curse when you're talented offensively, because people expect to be a top six guy, that you want to go in and rack up the points. Do you feel like there's more to your game that you can offer than just the offensive side?
Yeah, for sure. Mike Johnson was stressing on my defensive game the last 2 years, and I've really gotten better at it, for sure. For sure. And when you're going to make that next step, you don't want to just be total offense. You want to have a complete game, two-way centerman, also with that offensive upside. So, Me working on my defensive game is big, as well as you know, working on my offensive.
What's Mike meant to your career and the development now that he's moving on?
He was a big part of it for sure. Playing for him for 2.5 years, I guess. It's been great. He's a really professional coach, and I'm definitely excited for him to make that step. But for my career, he's helped me along the way, maturing, helping with my defensive game, offensive game, everything. And making basically who I am today.
Pretty fortunate you feel to have been coached by a guy that knows what it takes and has coached in the league that you want to get to.
Yeah, for sure. You always look at it like he's a top coach in the WHL. That's how our team looks at it. When he walks in the room, everybody's stiffens up. So he's a big time coach, and everyone knows that. And again, just excited for him to have that opportunity.
What have you thought about the talent on the ice this week?
It's been good so far, actually. It's been good practices. A lot of new faces, but also it's been good. A lot of skilled guys out there, and a lot of big guys as well. So everyone's looking pretty good.
Sorry to harp on the size thing, but have you ever had people tell you you're too small to play in the NHL?
Yeah, about 1,000 times. So doesn't get old at all. I just kind of take it and use it as motivation.
What do you say to them?
Just kind of what I've been saying. Just whatever team I'm gonna make, I'm just gonna work hard and push my way into the team, and just kind of use that as motivation when they say you're not gonna make it.
And does it make you more physical too when you're out there?
Yeah, for sure. You get a little bit more feisty out there, but I think it's just for me aside.